This episode contains adult content. Listener discretion is advised. So you're running towards Flitabe, school for warlocks.
At high speed.
At high speed. I mean, technically you don't have to, really, because the Oni is going to be asleep for the rest of the day. But I understand that you're doing it for...
I'm scared of the... I'm scared of the Oni. I also need to get... I also don't like the dagger in my possession.
Yeah. Are you just like, because clear as day. I don't know. I'm trying to think of the phrase. It doesn't matter. Anyway.
Crystal clear.
Yeah, sure. you know, we haven't played in about a month. So last time we talked about it, you were running as fast as you can for the school. Are you just holding it willy-nilly in your hand? Or are you?
No.
What are you doing with
it? No, I wrapped it up in a cloth.
Okay.
I'm not touching it with my skin, my hand skin.
Okay. All right. And are you holding it in your hand? Or are you putting it in a pack? Are you putting it in your belt? What are you doing with it?
I have it wrapped up, and I have it in my little man purse.
A little satchel.
I probably have a little satchel.
I think we talked about it. I think you have a little.
I must have some sort of
adventurer's satchel. Pack.
Yeah,
merce.
Yeah. Exactly. In my merce.
Right. So yeah. So you're running. You know, you're running really fast. You.
I have to get to the library. I might grab it and be like, Blacklaw, can you hear me? Can you hear me? Like trying to yell into the dagger through my pouch.
Yeah.
See if he can speak through the dagger.
Yeah. You don't hear anything in response.
God damn it. God damn it. Yes, you are my baby Roo. Joe, my little Joey, you're my little Joey, mate. Ah! running, screaming into the bag at odd intervals, trying to get a response and going to the library.
Yeah.
But I don't know where it is.
Yeah. Yeah, so you get to the school and you realize that it's not just an open school. So like there's actually like walls and a gate, and there are what seem to be two guards standing outside of the main gate of the school. Okay, I would like you to roll me a perception really quick.
Love to do so with my Midwest Resin Geek D20. One of them, one of the three that I have. And I would also like to do it with my perception of +2. Oh, 17 +2, 19.
So as you're running in, you're still kind of hurried or whatever, but you're looking at the school grounds, and you can see that it seems like it's like protected, like almost like a castle almost. And you're like, why would that be happening? You also realize that there is a big tower in the center of this school, and if you look towards the top, part of it has been blown off. And as you're kind of running towards it, you're kind of looking at it, and you see, and you're like, it's almost like one of those optical illusion things where like if you turn to one side or if you turn to another side, it looks like whatever's been blown apart in that spire looks like it's in the shape of a star at towards the top.
A star towards the top.
Yeah.
Great. More star imagery. in the shape of a star.
I don't know what you mean. What?
Of course you don't. okay. All right. So I'll. Okay. There's a tower in the middle of the campus that looks like it's been blown apart in the shape of, or the top has been blown apart. Top. Okay. Okay, so I'll get my composure and I'll hold my hold my head high and just start walking towards the guards, towards the gate.
Okay.
I'm doing it non-threateningly. I'm supposed to be doing this. This is where I'm supposed to be.
Yeah, for sure. So you know, one of the guards actually stops you and says, "Halt! What is your business here?"
Well, unfortunately, I have some somber business that I must attend to. There is someone here by the name of this is all out of character. This is out of character delaying so that I can read the notes. Yes, there is a person, a Jorfin. I believe they work in the library. I need to see them on some private business.
Are you a student here?
No, I am not. Unfortunately, I am a messenger. That is, I've been. It is. What is that? Hold on. What is it? What's the person that got the executor? I am the executor of someone's will, and I have to see this Jorfin as they are named in a will of one of their friends.
Okay, if you have the paperwork, I'd like to see it, and I'll sign off on it.
Obviously, I do not. So I will be using some skills and or spells that I have, of course. So the one who is talking to me, I want to use friends so that I can get some advantage on a charisma check. Just directed at one creature. The choice is hostile. That isn't hostile towards you. He's not hostile, is he?
You don't know yet. No, I'm just kidding. Okay, he doesn't look like he's hot. He looks like he's actually being pretty friendly with you.
I'm going to. So I'll do this like shruggy, sort of embarrassed gesture, and I'll make like direct eye contact with him and smile charismatically as I cast the friend's cantrip upon him, and then I'll simply say, "Unfortunately, I do not. I have been given this responsibility by the will holder themselves. It was not believed I would be required to produce such a document, but in a situation like this," and I'll very carefully bring out the wrapped dagger to say, "I don't even know what is in here, but I have been tasked with delivering it to Jorfin himself. So if you would please, in this case, make an exception to allow me through, a mere messenger for the executor of the will of this Jorfin's friend, I would be most obliged." And then I'll like very carefully and casually like jingle my gold pouch as if to subtly say, "I also have gold." And then that'll be my shot. Nice. So can I roll charisma with advantage?
Yes.
Against this man? I'm going to grab a second D20 from Midwest Resin Geek as I'm rolling advantage with my persuasion?
Yes.
Sound okay.
I like it.
There's an 18 in there, plus nice. 5, 23.
Okay.
He starts sobbing. You're like, "Of course. Of course."
So the one guard is like, "Yeah, of course." He says, I understand that that this must be done. Unfortunately, but fortunately, like, it's kind of against the rules, but fortunately for you, I can kind of help out, you know, if you decide to, you know, give a little donation to the college, I would love to let you in."
I give 2 gold pieces a piece to each of them. Okay. I'll reach out my hand to and I'll like, you know, very slickly have 2 gold pieces. Is that a good amount? I don't even know what's a good amount. I mean, Soot would know what a good amount is. This is John just guessing 2.
But I think so, right? Because like the economy doesn't work in the fantasy game because like,
yeah,
you know, the adventurers would come in and drop, you know, 1,000 gold, which is like what the entire village makes in like 10 years or whatever.
They'd get a bath, a bed, a woman, or a man, or both, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, it might be more, but
yeah, the guards definitely aren't making that much money. You know, it seems like a worthwhile job, but there's no way they're getting that much money. So, like, yeah.
I definitely tip them both 2 gold apiece.
And like you could tell, like the other guard was gonna say something like, "Wait a minute, you can't do that." But then you pull out the gold, and he's like, you see stars in his eyes, like, "Yeah, yeah, yeah,
stars again." I stab them both with the ritual dagger. I don't do any of that.
I love it. I'm just gonna call this campaign instead Deathly Dagger, because that's just all that's gonna be. Just
the Deathly Dagger.
I'm sorry, I can't let you do that. Oh, you can't, huh? Stab. You
know, stab, stab. We all get sucked into the dagger. Now yeah. It's the campaign's in the dagger now.
Exactly. So they're just like, oh, thank you. You know, the one guard that you were talking to is like, thank you so very much for this donation. This will help a lot for, you know, the upkeep, you know, and, you know, just every once in a while we need to update like the flowers, you know, and the landscape. Of so that's course. this will work perfectly towards that. I thank you very much for your kindness, sir. He says it out loud to just kind of show the merriment of
You're very welcome.
And let you in to the school. We're going to cut to Black Claws. John
Dagger Realm.
He thought he was going to get off scot-free in this episode, but he is not.
He's got the Phillies game on the TV.
Exactly. He's like, man, this is great. I won't have to worry about role-playing. I can watch the baseball game in peace. Not going to happen. I'm ruining his whole life.
Not really. Hey, just be glad you're playing tonight.
you know what?
I'm taking notes and everything.
Every day I'm playing, I just count it as a blessing, John.
Me too.
All right. So almost like deja vu, you are encased in blackness. You feel like you are standing on a obsidian glass floor in a chamber that feels like you could hear a pin drop. There's no lights. There's no sound. You almost are confused why, like, you feel like you didn't feel like you got sucked in, but it's almost like it was just weird that all of a sudden just like your consciousness is there.
Right.
You look down, you can, even though it's pitch black, you can tell your body is there.
Mm, like I can feel myself.
Yeah, exactly. You can, you know. Well, let's not talk about that. That's for another podcast. But, you know, just as you're just trying to get your bearings, you hear a voice from like your left, and you hear a voice say, well, isn't this interesting? The one that tried to banish me must have banished himself.
Like, if I can sort of judge like that he's on my left, I kind of turn and position myself so that I think that I'm facing him,
mm-hmm.
and then like softly pad away a little bit. And I don't think I say anything right away. I want to see what's, you know, I'm trying to figure out what the hell's going on. Like, I mean, I guess I realize I got sucked into the dagger, right? Or do I? Right? Because at one point I'm stabbing, and then the next point, like, I'm in this
space. Yeah. Well, I would assume just from kind of how I described it last time we got together, like you know that you got sucked into it.
Okay. All right.
So you know,
maybe I feel the pull.
Yeah.
Or whatever. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Go ahead.
No, I think I wait. Now you know what? Fuck it. He before he starts to like sidle away a little bit, he says, well, I didn't expect to find you here. I thought you'd gone back to hell. And then, like, he'll take a couple of steps away, right? We're going to play this cat and mouse game, like, because he was pretty big.
Yeah, exactly. And, like,
I'm the mouse in this situation.
Yeah, so, like, he says, obviously, this prison that we're in, this dagger, is a lot more powerful than you and I, and yet I feel that I was pulled here for a reason, and I'm really excited about it.
Well, that makes one of us. Sidles away again. Does he sound like he's moving? Does he sound like he's getting any closer, further away or anything?
No. Not at all. He is just, you can tell that he's playing with you and that he's on edge about attacking.
Can I make a, I don't know what it would be. Oh, I ask Artux. So I think in my head, cause I don't know anything about demons really. I don't imagine. Right. I mean, yeah. I guess skipping a roll, but I have an angel in my head and mm-hmm. he would know plenty.
Yeah.
So I think to him as I'm sort of moving, Artux, what can you tell me about demons that I may not know? Do they have any special senses? Do you think that he may be able to see in here? Because I unfortunately cannot.
He says, long time no talk. No, he doesn't say that. It has been a while, and I feel bad that I haven't expressed that he's there.
Involved in quite a few things lately. I just tends to slip my mind.
Yeah, he's like, I've just been along for the ride, and boy, it's been one heaven of a ride. No. So
you guys are really stupid, aren't you?
Yeah, exactly. He's like, I can't with you guys. So he's like, I don't know what to really tell you that would help in this situation, except for smell. They have really good senses there. So in the dark, it may pose a problem if you have a particular kind of scent. I'm trying to think of demons actually have like low. I'm not going to say that at all.
Well, so I have dark vision, but I still think there needs to have cats can see black and white in the dark, like regular cats see black and white in the dark, but there still needs to be some amount of
light. Yeah, exactly. Like this is an evil essence dagger. And you're not, it's like magical in nature. So you're not going to see unless you produce something.
Right. It's like a spell. Like it's like a darkness spell.
Exactly.
Almost.
Yeah, exactly. What else?
I mean, it's your world, right? They could have whatever they want.
Yeah, for sure. He says, obviously, if you have any, trying to think of what the word is, like what kind of magic do angels usually have? Or like, good
radiant celestial, celestial's a type, but radiant for sure would be like a mechanical type.
Yeah, so let's just say he's like, if you have any spells that produce radiance, then he is weak against that.
Unfortunately, I do not.
he says I'm not surprised. I've been living within your mind now for a little bit, and it seems like you're tend to be going the other way, even though you seem like a very good person. I don't understand this fight you have. He says, if you have any like cold spells or anything of that would actually help as well.
Oh no.
He's just like thinking, he's like, besides that, you'd have to have some holy items, which I suspect you do not have as well, because you have this evil dagger that you're living in now, that we're living in now. As far as I can tell you, that's about all I can give you as far as against demon.
Well, it was worth a try. Let's see what's happening here. 13 plus 3, so that's going to be 16. I cast Armor of Shadows on myself. I could do it at will. It bumps my AC up to 16. So I do that in preparation. So when he says that they have a good sense of smell, I'm like, smack my head. Do I smell the demon? Does it smell of brimstone? Or is there any sort of, telltale? Right, like, because mechanically the class doesn't get any sort of thing. But part of the backstory is the fact that I could smell, like, I knew who Soot was because I could smell him.
Yeah. Yeah, I would say because you're a cat that your senses are probably a little more heightened. So, yeah, I would say that he senses you. I even say that, like, when you do that spell, you hear him sniff. He's like, oh, you've come to play. Because even though you're putting a spell on yourself, it's like. Once you do the spell, it releases a pheromone or something that he picks up on.
Right. Like there's a whiff of ozone or something as the
exactly.
Reality is reshaped.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I am going to, John, do I still have my Bardic Inspiration? When the hell did you give me that?
If you still have it, yeah, I don't think you. I mean, well, it only lasts a little bit. Hold on, before I say that, let me just double check that. It doesn't last forever. Gone. So I do have one use ticked off. But as a bonus action with a 6 feet, you get an inspiration die for 10 minutes. I can't imagine.
Yeah, it's gone.
Okay. Yeah, it's probably.
Let me, because you probably gave it to me when we got into the fight.
Yeah.
Or potential fight. And then I went bye-bye.
So I guess it depends on whether or not it travels with you into the dagger and whether or not this is what you're doing while I was running. Because it could be within 10 minutes.
I mean, in theory, I guess. Depends on how far you were away. It's fine. I think I'm just waiting, right? Like we keep up some sort of witty repartee, but like I'm not attacking him.
Okay. So I'm actually going to have both of us roll for initiative then.
All right. Let me make sure I don't have any weird thing for initiative. I don't think so. Nope. Ooh, that's a 10.
Okay.
Middling at best.
Yeah, he got a 13.
Oh shit, that seems bad.
Okay, so he is going to before he okay. I'm gonna do a roll really quick. What is your passive perception?
My passive perception is scroll 12.
All right. He tries to duck behind you and say, "Let us begin." But as he's doing that and he's about to say it, you realize that he is to your left trying to come behind you to slash your back, and you get an attack of opportunity.
Okay. That's going to be a fun thing for me. So I am going to use the dagger of cunning.
Nice.
Because he can't see me. So if I hit him, it's going to do max damage.
Nice.
And I get a +7 to try to hit him. Plus the attack and damage, advantage on dex checks. Hit on can't see me. Yep. Okay. Yeah, we're gonna give that a shot. See what happens. So like obviously no one can see it, but like the corner of his mouth kind of like turns up in a little curl. And his tail twitches, and as he senses him kind of come behind, he spins around and he says, "Strike!" And he punches through with the dagger, trying to catch him. Ooh, that's not great. So a 9 on the die plus 7 is going to be 16.
Oh, that hits.
It hits. Okay, well, it's going to be max damage on this guy. So that's going to be a 1d4 plus 5. So it's going to be 9 damage.
Okay,
and then I think, you know, because he's a big cat, like he's a panther.
Yeah.
He roars.
That's awesome. Yeah, so he's caught off guard, and now it's actually your turn to attack him.
Oh, nice. So, it all happens in a moment. So he feels him over here, and he comes down like this, and he, you know, spins and you know, dashes him down, and then I think as he comes down, he's just going to like turn the dagger so it comes up, and he's just going to try to come up and catch him. We're going to try it again. Oh, that one's only a 2. So 2. So it's going to be a 9.
Yeah. Yep. So go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, like, I guess like he sees it and kind of like jerks back a little bit, and it just kind of like right up past his face.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, let's just say like you know, you take the dagger and you kind of like use your hand and you kind of punch and you kind of slash across like his chest, and he kind of roars. And then when he roars, he kind of falls back a little bit. And then when you try to come back up and kind of go towards like his neck or like his chin or whatever, you can almost feel how close it is. Just right past him. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. And Gonduk says, "Well, this is a blast. I'm having fun." And he takes, or where you can see absolutely nothing, all of a sudden, you see two fiery hands light up out of nowhere. And he goes to, I don't want to call shots. I'm just going to say that he goes to slash your face with this.
Yeah, makes sense.
Okay. So I'm gonna roll slashing damage or slashing attack. That's going to be a 9.
That is going to miss.
Nice. All right. So you he just kind of comes and he does the same thing, almost like trying to slash against at you or whatever, and comes across your face and you kind of dive back from it or whatever. And you're not blinded because, again, it didn't hurt you, but it definitely does surprise you a little bit because you're just so used to the dark. It's like when you're sleeping and then like someone's a dick and they just turn on the lights, you're like, ah, like that kind of thing. So like, I'm not going to give you disadvantage on attacks, but as far as your movement may go right now, if you decide to move, you may have a disadvantage there.
Okay. So the way I see the scene is, you know, it's just us kind of like standing face to face in the dark and like his hands are down at his sides and they just like this bright, not bright, but like this ruddy red glow starts to emanate from either side of him. And then like, as he comes up and around, there's like little, almost like embers falling off as it slashes at me. So it's not bright enough to blind me, but you see my eyes go like, they're super big because it's dark and he sees the lights and they just start to slowly contract the pupils. And then I think what I want to do is I think I'm going to hit him with, I don't want to spend that. I think I'm going to hit him with an Eldritch Blast.
Okay.
If I'm going to double check, I think my spell save DC is 14, but I'm going to double check real quick because I don't think that changed.
No, I don't think it did either.
When we went up to 4, or if it did, I think I changed it. Let's see, +2 proficiency. So what is it? It's like 8 plus your proficiency bonus plus your casting stat, right?
I think so.
So 8, 12, 14. Yep, it's 14. So as he does that, I just, you know, with the dagger still kind of extended, just, you know, points his hand out and mutters, you know, a couple of eldritch phrases, and this, you know, black, purplish, greenish energy just lances out at his chest.
Nice. So are you saying that I have to roll a save to make sure that that doesn't connect, or?
Correct.
Okay, so I have to roll higher than a 14.
Yeah, spell save DC is 14, and I'm assuming it's a dex check.
Yeah, I would assume so as well. I feel like most spells are that.
Eldritch Blast, duration, make a ranged spell attack. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Eldritch Blast, casting time on action, beam of crackling energy, streak towards creature. Make a range of spell attack against the target. On a hit, target takes 1d10. Same thing. No, I guess not. I guess other spells have that. So as a cantrip, it's just I have to attack.
Gotcha.
Okay. So let me try that.
Perfect.
Here we go. +6. Ooh, that's gonna be an 8. All of my dice are failing.
Oh, geez. Okay. So yeah, so you go to do a Eldritch Blast. You almost do it like Rue and Street Fighter. You kind of put your hands together and kind of push out. And just like it seems like Ganduk sees it coming or whatever, he kind of just almost steps to the side a little bit. And he's just kind of like he kind of laughs or whatever. He's like, you really think that was going to do something? Pathetic, he says. And one of your stars that normally lights up that wasn't lit up in the dark here lights up.
So one of the ones that went from white fur to black fur is now white fur again? Or is it like light, like it's actually lit up?
It is white and is lit up as well.
Okay, that's an interesting thing that's happening. Do you want to cut back to John?
Yeah, for sure. Well, just before that, though, like as the star shows up, Ganduk says, "Peekaboo, I see you." Okay. Terrible, but I like it. All right.
It's beautiful.
So we pop back up to Soot, sorry. Yeah. So you're in the college. You see that there's a bunch of college goers. They're kind of walking here and there. You also see a lot of guards walking here and there as well. I want you to roll another perception check for me.
I will do it. I was going to ask, do they look like town guards? Oh, that's a 10 plus 2, 12.
Okay. Yes, they look like town's guards. You know, they don't look like the king's guards, but they do look like they're there on a official capacity. You also see that a lot of the college students that are here are very serious. Like, none of them are really looking like they're having a good time. A lot of them are just kind of shuffling off to the next thing. You know, you see like one person like walking on like a walkway, and then all of a sudden they like kind of stumble and they get on the grass and they look at the city guards and they kind of get a little like, oh, what's happening? And then they walk back like really quick back onto the sidewalk and, you know, or like kind of like really like scared to just do anything but go to class.
Hmm. Seems odd, though. Seems like, hey, this is probably the influence, the new influence of the guard in the area, right?
Yeah.
With the dark. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. All right. I think I'm going to continue on. I'll probably take note of that and actually try to comport myself in an unassuming way in order to, you know, not bring attention to myself from any of the guards.
Okay. Yeah. So, you know, you kind of see people walk in and stuff like that. And like, you see there's an actual like pop up, like a little tent. And you know, you hear somebody say, sign up for classes here, sign up for your after school programs here. But just remember, no dark magic. That's not allowed. Remember, no dark magic. But there's lots of fun classes still to be had. There is regeneration class. There is trying to think of other classes they would have.
Magic class. I mean, invocation class.
Yeah, yep, exactly. They're like, you know, lots of fun after school, you know, programs like making wands or wand making and potion making and just all kinds of fun stuff. Remember, no dark magic, you know, that kind of thing. Like, you can tell she's like very just like, it almost seems like she's a plant almost. Like, it's just, it seems very like robotic and just not great.
Right. Don't forget, no dark magic, like every other thing. Okay. I get it. All right. So is there any signs or anything that says, hey, library this way?
No, not as far as you know. Like, there are certain buildings here and there and stuff like that, but there's nothing with like a sign that says the L.E. Phillips Library or something like that. You know, it's just, you know, it's almost right. Like, you have to kind of know where you're going to get there.
I'll probably approach that person then, because even though they're probably clearly a plant, they'll probably be able to tell me how to get to the library. So I'll walk up very, very unassumingly.
Okay. And she's just like, hello, young sir. What can I do for today? We have lots of different things you can sign up. There's lots of classes you can sign up for. Lots of after school activity. But remember, no dark magics.
Yes, I've heard you mention that. And I this all looks very interesting. And maybe it does, but maybe someday I would be lucky enough to be among the ranks who are not practicing dark magic. But I do have business here today. I'm wondering if you could direct me to the library.
Oh, the library. Oh, it's not that far from here. You just see the path that you're on right here. You just take a left here. And then after your next path, you take a right there. And if your next path, you take a left there. But don't dawdle. Again, go off the grounds. Go anywhere else that is not allowed, you may be thrown out, especially if you're not a student here. And she just gives you like the fakest smile. Like,
yeah, it's terrible.
Yeah, it's like, this is, it's just gross.
Yeah, I know exactly who this person is. There definitely won't be any dawdling nor dark magic meddling. I thank you very much for these instructions and directions. And I give a bow and then I go.
and
take a left and a right, then a left.
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
I stay on the path and I don't do any dark magic.
Nice. Nice. And what people don't see is, as you're kind of, as you are leaving or whatever, you see somebody, like a person gets beside her or whatever, and they kind of talk in hushed tones or whatever, you know, and she kind of points your way and stuff like that. And the guy kind of like shakes his head like, yep, 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 yep. And then he disappears.
Damn it.
All right, let's go black. Let's go black. Let's go back.
Back to Blacklaw.
Back in Blacklaw. Damn it.
That's getting followed.
Who is it? Is it me?
Yeah, you're Blacklaw.
But I mean, it's my.
I'm just kidding. I'm just
go kidding. Right.
No, actually, it's Gondukes because you missed.
Oh, because I missed
with your Eldritch Blast.
Yep.
And he looks at you. He looks you your way, and he says, "Starlight, star bright, what star I see tonight?" And he says, "I'd like to have that star. I would love to have it for my own." And he goes to grab at your chest with a light hand.
I move away. I slap his hand when he reaches in.
Naughty. A naughty demon. You will not touch me there. I did not let you do that. You do not have the permission.
Hey, a cat's reaction time is faster than a snake strike, so I think I smack his hand.
Nice. That's a good science experiment, or a good science good information. So yeah, he's just going to do a regular, I wonder what that would be. It's not really an attack. It's more of like a grapple, almost.
That might be in the DMG. I don't know if there's grapple rules in. I think it would be like what, like his athletics versus like my acrobatics to get away. I think that's what it used to be.
Yeah. Let's just have it be like that. Strength. Let's not even look it up. Let's just have that.
Dex.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Okay. Yep. So let's do that.
Okay. So I guess we're both rolling simultaneously, I guess is what's happening.
You betcha we are.
All right. Let me
let the best demon win.
Wait.
What?
I mean, knew it.
Good.
You know
luck.
What? You can stay in this dagger forever.
Okay. Well, I have a number.
All right. That's a 13 for Gonduke.
Total?
Yes.
16.
Nice. Yeah,
13
nice.
On the die plus 3.
Very nice.
So exactly that. He just like reaches out like he thinks he's going to do it. And I'm just like, pap, 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 pap.
and it's funny and it's funny because he should like you it, he should be pissed, but he's more entertained than anything, and he's like, "You're no fun."
That's right. What kind of check would it be to like do I think that he would be resistant to fire damage being a demon who spends his time in hell? Probably, right? Reasonable assumption.
Yeah, that's pretty. Yeah, you're pretty much in your head like, yeah, using fire is not probably not a great idea.
Yeah, yeah. Especially after Artuk said use cold.
Yep.
Which I don't have. Okay, cool. So why? I'm not really like a fighter, but I love the dagger. he's close enough to me that I would take an opportunity attack if I were to try to move further away, right? Because he tried to grab me and I just like fucking slapped his hand.
Yeah. So if you decided to, you'd have to disengage from him before you could like, you know, back off and then make an attack basically.
Yeah. And I think a disengagement like that's like your entire action, right? Because you're backing up cautiously.
Yep.
Blah, 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 blah. And he's just going to move in again.
Yeah.
I think what I do is just try to slash him again with the dagger.
Nice.
I go in low to the right side, to my right, his left, and I just come up with the dagger again, kind of across the stomach area, and just yell out strike. And that is also probably not going to do it. That's a 4 on the die. So it's going to be, it's like an 11.
Yeah. That definitely misses. So, yeah. So, you know, you go to slash at him again and he just kind of backs off a little bit and he says, "Tisk, tisk, I expected more from you. And this is just no fun. No fun at all."
It's not any fun for me either.
Damn, having fun.
Black Claws, I would like you to roll a perception check for me.
All right. I would love to do that for you. I can physically do it. I'm going to roll the dice, but like, you know, that's a 9.
Okay.
So that's cool.
Yeah. So you feel something stirring within you, but it's like something is trying to call to you, but you can't quite hear it.
Hmm.
you feel like there are some voices within that are trying to get out to communicate, but they're not connecting in any way.
Mm-hmm. I'm sibilant whispering that's happening sort of like in my base of my brain that I can't quite focus on.
Yeah, exactly. And you kind of feel in the back of your head, like, am I going to be fighting this battle forever?
I don't like that thought. Push that away. Like, fuck that one.
deny that.
While you're thinking about that, we'll go back to Sut.
Oh no, an unending battle inside the dagger. The end of time.
That's right. Tale as old as time, beauty and the beast.
I had a thought scenario.
So you said that I don't know that someone's following me. Is that you don't know?
Was
that just like as okay? I gotcha. Okay.
Yep. What's your passive perception?
Oh, who can say? It's a 12. Not the most perceptive of people.
So you don't perceive that anybody's following you at the moment.
I'm very focused on getting to this library.
You are. and you do reach it. You get to the library. It is, guarded. There's a guard waiting there for you. And he says, hello, good sir. Going to the library today?
Yes, I am. I have business with Jorfin. Would you happen to know if he's in today?
Oh, of course he is. He is our librarian. I must ask for your library pass, and then you will be allowed in.
I'm not gonna do it. I'm trying to do the same formula as I did before, where I'm going to unleash a friend's cantrip upon him and say, unfortunately, I do not have a library pass, but I am here on official business to bring, well, you see, Jorfin was mentioned in a will, and I am but a lowly messenger of the executor of that will, and I am to see Jorfin at once. Your guards at the front gate did give me permission to seek him out. So if an exception could be made to allow me inside without a library pass, that would be wonderful. And I'll jingle my little gold sack.
Boy,
these guards are I can spare another two.
Nice.
If it seems like that's not good enough.
So, with your persuasion? With your cantrip, is it something that you can just do that all the time?
Yeah, it's a cantrip.
Jeez, that just seems so overpowered. I know you have to roll for it each time, but still.
It just gives me advantage on the charisma check.
Gotcha.
If they're not hostile towards me, when the spell ends, the creature realizes that magic was used. It's not dark magic, though.
Yeah, go for it.
I guess it says, well, actually, hold on. When the spell ends, I'm learning a lot about spellcasting classes in my time in this. Spell ends, the creature realizes you use magic to influence its mood and becomes hostile to you. So perhaps I'm being chased by guards at this point. I don't know yet. the creature might seek retribution. That's fine. I'm all about making friends. So we're doing it.
That's right.
So I do the thing, and I try to convince him. And I will roll my persuasion check now.
Okay.
Oh, 15 plus 5, 20.
This guy is so, like, mentally stable that you don't... No, I'm just kidding. Of course you do it. So he is like, well, of course. I mean, why did I stop you? I mean, of course you've got this business to attend to. And you know what? The library could use some new books. I know for a fact that there are some selections that we are missing that we could very much use with your... healthy donation, of course.
Of course. And I slip him 2 gold.
And he does the whole underdog thing where he like puts in his mouth and goes like bites it down and realizes it's real and is just like, thank you, kind sir. Your patronage is always appreciated. And good luck to you on finding Jorfin.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you greatly.
Oh,
I bow. Slightly.
And I appreciate you as well. Have a great time.
And I look at my watch and I hurry into the library.
Right, like obviously this is your call, Kurt. Would he need to even use the spell if he's straight out bribing the guy?
I mean, I can. It depends. I could just. I chose to use it. So
yeah, I just wonder it because you're like doubling with like you don't need the gold if you're going to use.
Yeah, the spell. It all depends upon the personality of the guard. He's always offered up the coin, so obviously why wouldn't they? You know?
So
again, that's a good point. I wasn't going to point it out because I like the fact that he's just handing out coins willy-nilly.
But, I'm hoping that if it comes to it and these guys are like, that motherfucker, he cast a spell on me, then remember that I gave them gold.
Yeah. So that might be the best play, really. I mean, depending upon the person, you just never know.
Yeah. Yeah, look, I'm not gonna ever claim that I'm a good player.
I think you guys are great. I'm having a good time.
But yes, I do it. And then for shats and gaggles, well, when I get inside the library, what am I seeing? Is there a lot of people? Do I have stacks?
There are stacks of books everywhere. There are people checking out books. There are people looking at different things. There are people sitting down on the floor looking through stuff. You see there's a whole section where there's a bunch of books that are completely missing. And you would obviously assume that those are for dark magic, so they're not there.
They're gone. All the dark magic books are gone.
Yes.
Half the library is missing.
You even see it's cordoned off even. Like they won't even let you go near the spot where the books used to.
Okay. All right. So I'm in. I'm looking. So is there a lot of people? Did you say that? Am I in? Can I find a place to get hidden? Because I'm going to change. Change personas, which is a power I have.
Yeah, so let's say there is little booths where you can go and sit and have your own little study time, and they've got little shades and stuff like that, so you could actually
pull all the shades.
Yep. And you like, and let's just say like there's like somebody that's outside of the door and they're just like 5 minutes or they're like not 5 minutes or like 30 minutes I'm trying to say 30 minute intervals, please. Once your 30 minutes are up, please vacate the premises or vacate the room. So even they're keeping track of how much time you spend in these rooms where they can't see you.
All right. So I think what's going to happen then is I'm going to try to beeline it for Jorfin, and I'll head to a desk. Like, is there like a desk with a person behind it?
No, are you actually changing or are you just?
No, I'm not going to do that yet. I'm going to find Jorfin first.
Okay. So what's your current persona again? Is it?
I believe I'm still Benny Desmond Crispin Chevalier.
Okay. So Benny strolls up to the counter. There is a male half elf that is, has some glasses, some bifocals on, and is just kind of looking through card catalogs and putting books back in their spots and stuff like that. And he's kind of behind a desk and he's telling some people to do some things. He's like, oh, these go over to because I can't think of different things that like this is evocation.
Something about Dewey decimals.
Yes, exactly. This is evocations and these are replenishment spells and this is so and so and stuff like that. So that like he's just kind of telling people different places to go to kind of return stuff, and you kind of stroll up to the counter.
It's like, excuse me.
Yes, sir. How may I help you? My name is Jorfin. I am the librarian here, and I would love to help you with any of your needs.
Jorfin. My name is Benny Desmond Crispin Chevalier, and I was wondering if we may speak in private.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. I can't, there's just so much going on right now. And I'm sorry, I'm just not allowed to leave my post until my shift is over. And that won't be for another 4 hours, unfortunately.
I kind of look side to side and I kind of get close to him as if I want to. And I'm just going to say, it's about your friend, Black Claws. I said that quietly so nobody can hear it but him.
Okay. And like people are still kind of heading in and out. So you're like waiting for somebody to like not be by him when you say this, right?
Yes, unless you point your finger towards a creature. Okay, I'm going to actually use the message cantrip to say that to him.
Very smart. I like it.
I'm using rules and stuff. I'm going to use the message cantrip, and I'm going to say it is about your friend Blacklaw, and it is urgent.
And his eyes just kind of light up, and he kind of like shifts to left and the right, stuff like that. And he's and he kind of scratches his chin a little bit or whatever, and he says, "Yes, yes, of course, we have it right over here, sir. I would love to take you over there. So yeah, if you want to just follow me, I will show you to the book that you are searching for. Come with me, sir."
And he, excellent, thank you.
And he kind of like pulls around the front of the desk or whatever, and he grabs you and kind of takes you into a dark corner. I want you to roll me a perception check again, please.
Dark corner.
Just like every one of my campaigns, so much perception checks.
It's good. It's an essential skill to have. Right. But I got a 9 total on this one.
Okay. All right. Yep. So he leads you to this like darkish kind of corner, you know, whatever. And he kind of takes you in hushed tones he doesn't take you in hushed tones. He's actually is looking. God, I can't even do any of this. John is just large. Okay. I was going to do a friggin' chat thing and I can't because I'm moron. Anyway. So he's taking you there or whatever. And he's like, you're looking to combat evil. That's wonderful, because you know what? We just don't really like dark magic here. So the fact that you're looking to combat it, I mean, heavens,
yes,
everyone's going to love the fact that you are going for that. Love it. I love it so much. And he pulls you off, whatever. He's just kind of talking to you in hushed tones. And he's like, hey, over here, we can't be long. I can only talk to you for a little bit here. So you can see like he nervously like looks left or right. He says, that's hilarious. So what about Black Claws?
Well, it seems as though you feel it. But listen, you are a friend of Black Claws, I presume.
He was my best friend.
Can I do it? Can I incite on that?
Yes.
Just please to see how he's doing. Oof, I'm great at that. Oh, 17 plus 2, 19.
Nice. Yeah, he you believe what he says. Black Claws was his best friend. You can see kind of in his eyes that he's kind of sad that he hasn't seen him in a long time.
Well, yes, we are. Long story short, he's trapped in a magical dagger that I have in my man purse, and I need your help to get him out.
And he like, you can tell he like, he's very confused on if he believes you or not. He's just like, that's absurd. What do you mean?
Is it absurd? Is it? I was under the impression that you would know exactly what I was talking about. We are indeed combating dark magics, but sometimes we have to use dark magics to combat the dark magics. And in that combating the dark magics, some dark magics went a little awry, and now he's trapped in a dagger.
And he says, okay, what does Black Claws look like?
He has black claws and black fur. And I guess like a real like stank look on my face and a series of stars in a very specific pattern across his chest and hairs.
And his eyes light up and he says, so you do know Black Claws?
Yes, of course.
He's stuck in this dagger. How did this happen?
Well, it's kind of a long story, a lot of funny twists and turns. We were using it. He used it. He grabbed it and used it. And in our collective experience, grabbing this dagger and using it does not lead to very nice things. And I like, no, don't do that yet. Yeah, and that's how I leave it. Using this dagger is not very wise. And unfortunately, he used the dagger to get us out of a little scrap.
And he says, listen carefully and tell me true. What exactly happened when he went into the dagger?
I tell him exactly what happened when he went into the dagger.
Perfect, yes. So it was like his body turned to a black,
yes,
dark smoke and like sucked into
it, yep,
one of the diamonds. And his eyes light up and he says, if that is true, then he is in more trouble than I expected. He says, meet me at the back of the library. This building, very building. at midnight. I mean, it's just, that's just the way to do it. And he says, come alone and be careful. Watch your back.
All right, let's see how long my invisibility spell lasts. What time is it now?
6 o'clock.
Okay, great. I'll just fucking go wander around the campus. So depending on how you want to play it, my plan in order to make it to midnight and not wander too far is to do a series of persona changes of people that I've seen walking to and fro in a very methodical and beautiful dance, and intertwining all of the guards crisscrossing and avoiding all contact with anyone and everything. And then the smattering of invisibility spells if I need to, and all of the good stuff that happens.
Perfect. before we decide if that happens, let's go back to Black Claws.
Yes.
Well, you're not a very good friend either.
Okay. So last time we left, you had missed...
Mm-hmm. Demon's back up again.
Yep, that's right. Okay.
How big is the demon? I'm assuming he's large.
He's large, correct.
Okay.
Yep. Let me turn this off for a second. Flipping between notes makes a lot of noise. Okay. So he kind of laughs and he says, you know what's interesting about this whole thing is that you can't kill me. This is a lot of fun. I really enjoyed this. And you know what? Because back in hell, that's all I did, right? I was like tortured people. You know, most of the time it was just the same old, you know, it was just one of those things where, you know, they were scared. I would torture them a little bit. They would cry. I would torture them some more. Like, it's just here and there and everywhere. Like, it's not this, you know, because you know what? This is fun because you're fighting back, but not really, because you're doing terribly. And it's just, it's not a lot of fun, but you know what? It's weird. I'm having a lot of fun.
It's funny, you talk quite a bit, but you're the only one bleeding right now.
He says, you speak true. That is true. I must wonder. And he kind of thinks about it. He says,
the carpet matches the drapes. Yes, it's true.
I just spit all over my mic. Okay. he says, I wonder if there's a way out of here. I've been thinking on it for, God, it seems like a very long time.
Well, perhaps if you keep talking, the dagger will kill itself and let us go.
And he like stops for a little bit and he thinks and he says, you know what? I've decided. I think I'm going to kill you.
You can try.
Okay. So he... Second. I have to find the thing I'm looking for. Sorry, I thought I had the spot for the thing and I don't. Apologies. I have so many things
bookmarked.
Of course, I don't know.
Are we in a situation? Because as much as I played this edition, I don't remember. Mm-hmm. If you use a ranged attack in melee, prompts an opportunity attack, right? It used to be, for sure.
Don't remember in this edition.
When you did what? When you do what again? Sorry?
A ranged attack, if that prompts an opportunity attack.
I don't know if it actually makes mention of that.
No.
Maybe if you're targeting someone who's not engaged with you.
Well, right, because like if I point my finger, it's not like drawing a bow, right? Like,
yeah, but I think if you're targeting the person who you're fighting, it's not. I think the question comes in if you're targeting someone else and there's someone who is engaged with you. That's my only memory, which could be inaccurate.
I mean, it doesn't seem like pointing a finger should prompt an opportunity attack.
I don't think so.
No.
I mean, you're fighting the person who's fighting you, so I don't think
this. Yeah. Otherwise, why would you be in range if you're going to get opportunity attack the whole time if you do that?
Well, like in this situation, wouldn't be the norm, right?
No, yeah. Exactly. So yeah. So he points a finger at you, kind of like he's pointing a gun, and then just. Go like just kind of like pew, and a fireball comes shooting out at your body. So you have to make a dexterity saving throw.
All right, I have advantage on that.
Sweet.
Best two rolls of the night. 17 plus 3 is going to be a dirty 20.
Very nice. So yeah, so a 20-foot radius sphere comes shooting at you. What do you do?
I jump towards and behind him, right? Like if he's shooting it to land it behind me so he doesn't get caught, I shoot forward, kind of like under, like he points his finger and I kind of like dip under his arm to try to get, not necessarily behind him. Like I'm not talking about like, you know, tactically like, combat advantage or whatever, but like out of the, what I suspect would be the range.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
for sure. And you do nimbly. It's one of those things like even when it looks like even like the tips of your hairs are going to get singed, nothing happens.
Nice.
And the fireball seems to travel forever. Like you can like you can just see it off in the distance. It just keeps going. And you're like, When is this thing ever going to disappear? And it doesn't.
And I think to follow that up narratively, right? So like I dip under his arm and then I stand up. So I'm kind of like standing next to him almost. So I go right for a rib shot with the dagger.
Oh, nice. Nice. That's awesome. All right. Go ahead and roll your attack.
Oh, it's a crit, baby.
Nice.
Yes. Nice. Midwest Resin Geek D20.
That's awesome. So you can decide one of two things. You can decide that
he's dead.
No. You can decide if you get a benefit or you can do automatic double damage to him.
What kind of benefits are we talking about? What are my theoretical options here?
Let's see. So
he's dead.
So let's see. So you rolled an attack, so it would be an attack benefit.
No, I think I'm gonna max it out because that's gonna be 18 damage.
Okay, perfect.
Because the dagger already does max.
Mm-hmm.
So then, you know, double that's going to be. Yeah.
Yeah, that's perfect. And so,
he like, just like he comes up and like jams it in between the ribs and gives it a twist.
Nice.
Before taking a couple of steps back for the inevitable.
Yeah. Yeah.
Backhand exactly. That's coming.
Yep. And as you, you know, twist the knife out of his side, it's almost like molten lava pours out of his body onto the ground.
Mm.
And he like clutches his side and he's just like,
you're right. This is fun.
Roll me another perception check.
Let's see. 15 on the die. I think it's a plus 2, plus 4, 19.
Okay. So you hear voices in your head calling to you. They're
my ears twitch.
Yeah, nice. Yeah, and your nose kind of twinkles a little bit. Just and at first it sounds like a garbled language that you don't understand. It's just like, and it starts to level out and then it kind of changes. Even though you know it's talking in the same language, it talks in your tongue. And it says, release the power. Free.
And he kind of cocks his head almost like he's you know, kind of ignoring the demon, but not really, right? Like, but it's that very like,
I would like you to roll me a d6 without anything else. Just roll me a d6.
All right. That's a 3, right in the middle.
Perfect. Another 3 stars light up in you.
I think he's just like, oh shit.
Yeah, give me 1 second.
That's not supposed to happen. Oh, you've gone and done it now.
Oh, God. Here comes the beast.
Okay. What fourth level spells do you have again? Or fourth level spell did you take when you went fourth level?
Let me see. It may have been invisibility.
Okay. All right. Perfect.
I am not... I don't know which... the order in which I took them, I'm not 100% sure.
Okay, that's okay.
I think Dissonant Whispers and Tentacles of the Great Old One, I think, were my first two.
Okay.
Eldritch Blast as a cantrip, True Strike, Mage Armor I got from my... I forget what the fuck they call them. I honestly don't remember. It's a second level illusion, so it was probably the last thing that I took.
What... the spell that the Tentacles of the Old One, what does that one do?
It does It's one action, 10-foot radius, duration instantaneous. You invoke the power of Cthulhu. Tentacles of dark energy erupt from you and batter all creatures within 10 feet of you. Each creature must make a strength roll, saving throw. On a failed save, target takes 3d6. Can't take reactions until its next turn. On a successful save, takes half damage, no other effect.
Okay.
So give me a second, because I was going to give you something that was similar to that, and now I'm going to change it. Oh, that sucks. I wish I would have asked you that beforehand.
Were you going to give me the same thing, the Arms of Hadar?
Kind of.
That's the reflavor.
It's of... the Evard's Black Tentacles is what it is, and it's very similar to yours.
Yeah.
So there's no way I'm doing that. Apologies, I feel bad now, because now I'm just wasting time.
Hey, you got to edit. Yeah. It's fine by me.
It's all good. Actually, we're going to do this.
Oh, God. Good call. Good call, John.
Right. That would have sucked.
Yeah, that would have really sucked, actually. And it's funny because I thought of it before I talked, and then I talked, and then I forgot about it. Okay.
That's how it works. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So deep within you, you feel something growing inside of you. You felt it when you performed the ritual that blew up the tower that got you kicked out of Flitabay. You felt it when you woke up one morning and the great old ones spoke to you. You feel it when you open up your skin book, your spell book. You feel it when you open that up. Skin book, that's terrible. And it feels like there is something that is in, like, within you that wants to come out. And your body, something comes out of your mouth that is not your own, but you allow it to happen because you know that it's coming from your elder god. And this big let's just say like this medium-sized bubble comes like just floating out of your chest, and it continues to grow and grow and grow and grow. And it takes up about 60 feet in front of you, and you speak words that you don't understand. And this orb flashes towards Gonduke. And just like when someone takes a eraser and erases a chalkboard, Gonduke disappears, and the orb continues to push and push and push and push and push.
I am cautiously backing up as it's expanding. or maybe not, right? Like if I'm in some sort of like almost like a trance, maybe I don't then, right? Like maybe I let it envelop me, right? So like then I become in the center of it as it moves out.
Yeah, exactly. And so it pushes away from you, but it continues to expand and expand and expand and expand and expand. And you, again, in your head, you feel like you should be backing away. You feel like you should be running. You feel like you should be getting away from this thing, but your body just continues to sit there. And the words flow through you. They flow through your head. They flow through your chest. They go out your mouth. They almost feel like they're coming out of your eyes. They almost feel like they're coming out of your pores. And the orb continues to grow and grow and grow. Let's go back to Soot. Soot, you get this information. You think to yourself, well, now I'm going to have to find a way to waste my time, basically, before I can, you know, meet Jorfin at the back of the school.
Well, I might ask him, like, well, what do you suggest I do until then? It is 6 p.m. Like knowing full well that like I have the ability to just kind of slip in and out of
personas. But
I want to see if he has like another, you know.
Yeah. So he says you can do one of two things. He says you can pretend to be one of the students, go to class. As long as you go to class, you're fine. It's just the other like after school activities where they check you out in and out. They will be guarding the classes, but as long as there's an empty seat, you will be fine. Says if you don't feel like dilly-dallying here, there is an inn outside of town. You can stay, then you can pay the rate. You have to pay the rate, and then you can slip out and slip in unawares. But that is something that you will have to do. I cannot help you.
This is quite an urgent situation. I don't really want to stray too far. You're saying that I can slip in and out of classes undetected or detected, but they won't bother me? That's just a curiosity thing of my own.
Yes, as long as you are admitted into the school, they assume that you are a student here or one of the faculty. So they will not bother you as long as you do not cause trouble or do anything suspicious.
Okay, how late is the library open until?
10 o'clock.
Okay, all right. I'll be back to where you told me to go at midnight. And then I'm going to hang around at the library as long as I can. Yeah. And then when it's time to go, it'll be dark. It'll be a little easier. I'm going to be all stealthy walking around and all that. And, you know, flying under the radar until I get to come back. I'm not going to stray too far.
Okay. Okay. So, let's go back.
I've been trying to commune with this dagger and,
yeah,
try to get any kind of a sign that Black Claw's okay.
Yeah, I'm
very worried and anxious about Black Claw's.
Yeah. So when you do that, are you just talking to your pouch, or are you bringing it out? What are you doing?
No, I'm not touching the dagger, Kurt.
Damn.
I'll probably just like open it up and like speak into it. Like I'll find a private place. Okay. I'm not gonna. Maybe I'll go into one of those rooms for a little while. Like I'll pull the shade, you know, and I'll. Okay. You know, I'm not going to stray too far because I'm very anxious to get this accomplished.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. So you go into one of those rooms or whatever, you pull the shades, get the same like 30 minutes and then you need to leave kind of thing. Yep. And you speak to the dagger. What do you say?
Black Claws, can you hear me? I might even try to use message and like message to the dagger, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Black Claw.
Yeah. Okay. Message is a cantrip, right?
Yeah. It's I basically just point and whisper a message that only the dagger can hear.
Yeah.
But maybe it's like echoing in the dagger world.
Yeah.
You can't talk back, but
yeah. Roll me a Constitution saving.
Damn it. It's wrapped up. I'm not touching it with skin.
But you're trying to message through it too.
That's true. I am doing that. Constitution saving throw. Constitution. Okay, plus one. Oh, six. Seven total.
Okay.
Here I come, Black Claw.
Yeah. So you're trying to communicate to this, and all you're doing is just talking to a wrapped up knife.
Yeah.
A wrapped up dagger. And as you're kind of doing it or whatever, what did you have it wrapped up in again?
It was just like a cloth.
Cloth, yeah. So the cloth that you have it wrapped up again, wrapped up in, starts to smoke. Black ichor smoke.
Damn it. Shit.
Yeah, and it starts to fill up the room.
No. No, it doesn't. Wait a minute. Hold on.
No, it doesn't. This? Oh, right. All right. You talked me out of it.
Yes. Some other candle. You're instantaneously clean. So the object, you chill. I don't know. Press the digitation. A minor magical trick. No, that's not going to work. Can I? You create a non-magical image. So I want to use press the digitation to make it look like there is no smoke, and then I want to run away with it.
Okay.
But I don't know if that makes sense. It's just a cantrip.
So with press the digitation,
it's only one of the following effects. What is this spell? Instantaneous harmless sensory effect. Instantaneously light or snuff out a candle, torch or small campfire, clean or soil an object, chill or warm 1 cubic foot of non-living material. You create a non-magical trinket or an illusory image that can fit in. Yeah, so no, that's nothing. Great. So it starts filling up the little room I'm in, not the library itself.
Yeah, it does. It does. And it's going to start seeping out the bottom of the front of the door.
Oh, my God. All right. I cast invisibility on myself and book it out of there.
Okay. So you start, you open the door and you start, you're running out. And it looks like there is black smoke coming out of nowhere. And it's just all of a sudden making its way out of this library.
Yeah, I'm running.
Okay. I would like you to roll me a dexterity check.
We'll do it.
I'm just going to give you the DL on it. I'll say you have to roll a 15 or higher.
All right. Is that can I use like acrobatics or anything, or is it?
If you do flips and shit, hell yeah, you can.
Oh, okay. So is it to get, so is it, what is the purpose of it? So that I'm getting out of the library?
You want to get out of the library as fast as you can.
He does okay. All the flips and nobody can see it because he's invisible.
Exactly. Going to be the best thing that no one's ever seen.
So I'm invisible, but the smoke is coming out of an invisible.
Exactly.
Coming out of nowhere.
Yeah. People are noticing it.
Okay. But they don't know why.
Yep. Great, and some people are scared because no dark magic.
Yeah, this is perfect. No, I'll just do straight up. I don't think I'm doing flips. I'm just running. That's okay. All
right.
All right. Oh, nope. 11 total.
Okay. All right.
It's turning into a bullshit hot mess.
All right. So you get to the front door and you're just about to open the door with your invisible hand. And all of a sudden it's like an explosion of smoke. Smoke goes everywhere. People are screaming. Chaos ensues.
Yes.
There's people like running in different directions. You can hear guards being like, "What was that?" You know, and then they're like, "The smoke, go towards the smoke," kind of thing. And there's like, you can kind of see outlines of different people's shadows and stuff like that, because you can't really see faces and stuff like that. And you look to your left and Black Claws is right next to you.
Shit. So where are we? Oh, shit. Are we in the library?
Yeah, I'm invisible, though.
Fuck. I start to run.
Yeah, we're running. How did you get here? Run with me. Run with me now. And we run out of the library.
Nice. All right. We're going to call it there.
Shit.
This podcast is a proud member of the Legends of Tabletop Broadcast Network. For more gaming-related content, please visit www.legendsoftabletop.com.